Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 26th of May. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope you had a good weekend, folks. I had a very productive weekend. I must tell you, I only had an hour's sleep last night. Actually, the last hour of sleep that I had within the last 24 hours was just up till about 8 minutes ago when I got up from a much-needed nap. I found myself unable to sleep last night because I got myself caught up in a lot of work on a new book that I'm putting together. And at the wee hours of the morning, it's amazing how much you can accomplish. So despite the fact that I don't have the physical stamina that I might have wanted to have, I still nonetheless did accomplish something last night. So actually, I think probably the way I feel right now, a rather somber way, is an appropriate way to feel on this Memorial Day. And I must warn you here tonight, folks, this program is going to be a very personal program for me because I'm going to be talking about some very personal things in my own family's existence that deals directly with Memorial Day. I hope I don't cross a comfort zone for many of you, but I'm afraid maybe I will. But you know what, folks? Memorial Day is a lot more than just going to the cemetery and putting down flowers and having picnics and having parades and making grand speeches about those who have given their lives in wars that often have not been for the benefit of America, although, of course, it is quite fashionable on Memorial Day to say that those who gave their lives wearing the American military uniform, fighting in the name of the American flag, have not in fact died or otherwise suffered for America, or even for the American people. Already right now, I have a feeling that just those comments alone could cause some discomfort for many people who like to wave the banner, who like to stand there and sing the national anthem, and who just say they're darned proud of our boys and girls in uniform who are out there fighting for American democracy, fighting for the flag, fighting for liberty, over there killing all those horrible Muslims and killing all those horrible people in the Middle East who don't like America, or so we've been told. I am going to warn you, folks, yes, I may cross a level of comfort tonight in talking about some very personal things regarding my own family's experiences with war. And I also may cross a level of comfort. I may interfere with your comfort zone by some of the candid comments I'm going to make tonight from a political standpoint. It's not going to be easy, folks. It's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be gentle. We're not here to talk about the Illuminati or the Jesuits or a German death cult or the Committee of 300, because they're not the villains, folks. We're going to be talking about the real villains right up front and naming the villains and just suggesting that maybe there are some ways to deal with the villains. Fasten your seatbelts, folks. And if you're not in the mood for the truth, folks, just please, look, turn down your radio, and then when this program is over, turn it back up. I'm not here to make friends, folks. I'm here to influence people.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrganProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrganProducts.org.
The Organ Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Organ is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Organ Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrganProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrganProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrganProducts.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I've already given you your warning. Now, before I proceed with tonight's program, I have a couple housekeeping matters to take care of. Important things. First of all, one of our sponsors is HB Extract. .com. That's their website, hbextract.com. That's heart and body extract, hbextract.com. If you're not in good health, our sponsor, Heart and Body Extract, can help you out. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and it delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. And that is important, folks. All natural. So check out their website at hbextract.com, or you can call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Second matter, I want to thank Mark Glenn for doing, as usual, a bang-up job as sitting in for me on Friday night. He told me he was going to have Joanna Francis, whose written work I have admired for a long time. But this was the first time I got to hear Joanna speak on the air. And I can tell you, not only does she have a beautiful voice, ladies and gentlemen, but I had the opportunity to speak with Joanna over the weekend. And I want to tell you, she is a beautiful human being, and I'm looking forward to seeing more writing by her. Very, very fine, very, very lovely lady, and that was an excellent show here on Friday night, and I would urge you to check it out. listen to the archives, these archives we have here on RBN. Very important, because you can listen anytime, anywhere you have a computer with the right process to do it. Well, this show just happens to fall on Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's just by coincidence that over the weekend I was responding to an email that I had received from Mark Dankoff, another host here on RBN, who I know you're very familiar with. He's actually sat in for me. He has a show here on RBN on Sunday mornings. Mark had sent me an email about a month or so ago commenting on some family friends, a family friend whom he had known who had faced the horrors of war. And it was written to me in the context of Mark having noted that my new book, The Golem, which is about Israel's nuclear weapons program, that book was dedicated in part to my late half-brother, whose name was Frank Schellenberg. Now, that's a German name, ladies and gentlemen, S-C-H-E-L-L-E-N-B-E-R-G. No, it's not a Jewish name. One of the top Nazis' names was Schellenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Frank Schellenberg was my older half-brother, 14 years older than I was. He died a couple years ago, ladies and gentlemen. He died just a couple years ago of natural causes. But he died, I can tell you, as a direct consequence of what he suffered during the Vietnam War. Not necessarily any physical scars, per se. He came back, you know, maybe with a little bit of shrapnel here and there, but he suffered in other ways, and it led to his very premature death. And I appreciated Mark's comments to me in the email, and I wrote back to him. And as I was writing to Mark, I said, you know, Mark, it occurs to me that I'm going to talk about this on my program, because it certainly is worth talking about. And now it just so happens that it's Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day weekend. And I am going to talk about it here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because it's something that needs to be heard. Because my brother and his family, not just my mother and my father and his stepfather, we all suffered as a consequence of the Vietnam War. And he suffered as a consequence of the Vietnam War, and the family that he raised with his wife, they all suffered along with him as a consequence of the Vietnam War. And there is a much bigger picture here to it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, as I say, my half-brother was the son from my mother's first marriage. He was considerably older than I was, and I grew up with a great deal of admiration for him, for my big brother. He was the oldest of my two brothers. I had an older half-brother, this brother, and then a full brother with my mother and father, who's 11 years older than I am, and I'm pleased to say he's still very much alive. And I told him today that I was going to be doing this show, and we talked about our late brother. Well, this big brother of mine, he was drafted to go to Vietnam, a nice young, middle-class guy, was drafted to go to Vietnam. And, you know, I tell you, at that time in my life, I don't even remember what year it was, ladies and gentlemen, 66, 67. I didn't have too much understanding of war. But I do remember, you know, I remember my first consciousness of how war might have impacted our family when my father said to me, he talked about how during World War II, when he and three of his brothers went off to fight in World War II, how they left behind their mother. And I remember my father saying to me as a very small child, I called my grandmother Nina. I remember my father saying to me, just think, poor old Nina was up here in this big old house on this hill by herself while her boys were off all over the world. And, you know, it was a scary thought to me to think of my grandmother, an elderly woman, as I remembered her, to think of her being up there in that big old house that I grew up in, up there in a hill, set aside from town. I thought of this nice lady, you know, worrying about her boys. And I remember my father saying that to me. He said, you know, just think how she must have felt. And I could tell that was something that was going through my father's mind, because he took World War II in stride. He enlisted. He didn't even have to go in. He went into the Marines. He was a railroad engineer. And as I told you here, frankly, in this program, one the reasons why he went into the Marines was to get away from his first wife. That's a fact. Well, he managed to survive. But I tell you what, when I began to realize that my father had been in the war, I recall as a small child seeing a picture of an Australian airman who had been captured by the Japanese, and they had him down on his knees, and he had a blindfold around his eyes, and he's there on his knees in the sand, and there's a Japanese executioner getting ready to chop the guy's head off. And you know what? I guess that was my first consciousness of what war, and it occurred to me that could have been my dad. Or it could have been any of his brothers. But fortunately, they all survived World War II. And it's ironic that one of my uncles, and he'd be the first to say it, and I'm not embarrassed to say it, it's ironic that one of my uncles actually had to go in to the service, because my uncle, by that point, was very much opposed to going into war. And in fact, to be perfectly honest, and I don't give a damn if it upsets any of our listeners, my uncle was pro-Hitler. And he didn't like the idea of going over there and killing the Germans. How's that for candor, folks? But he went. He served his country. He survived. Well, no, he didn't serve his country, folks. He served as an American. He served as American cannon fodder in what the late Arnold Spencer Leese called a Jewish war of survival. A war, of course, that Joseph P. Kennedy said was not won by the United States. It wasn't won by the Allies. It was won by the international money forces in the Jewish power network. But a lot of Americans died in that war. And to this day, we still keep hearing about the Holocaust, despite the fact that my father and his brothers and so many others went over there to fight. That was my first understanding of war. But then, flash forward to my brother getting drafted. And I didn't understand it quite exactly, I guess, at this point. I still didn't quite understand it, but I remember my mother and my grandmother crying. And at the same time, I remember my mother saying, you know, she was like saying almost proudly at one point, she was that the local sergeant in charge of the draft board really liked my brother. They were like really proud of that. And so my brother went off to war, and I remember now, I can remember my mother getting letters from Vietnam from my brother. And he was over there in some heavy fighting, ladies and gentlemen. I remember her crying. I remember that. So, you know, my earliest feelings about war were thinking of the loneliness of my grandmother, the potential violence against my father, thinking about him maybe getting his head cut off by the Japanese, and remembering the sadness of my mother when she would get the letters, excitedness, but also sadness at getting these letters from overseas. And I remember the day that I got off the bus. And there was this guy standing there in a military uniform. And I said to one of my friends, I said, wonder who that is. And the next thing I knew, this guy came up to me and picked me up and gave me a hug and a kiss. Was my brother who was home from Vietnam. But there's a lot more ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Remember what I told you. If you don't want to hear the truth about war and who's behind war, then turn the radio down, because I'm here to tell you the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. The subtitle, or the title for tonight's show, I guess, is The Truth About War and how it really does affect people, how it's not just all waving the flag or even putting a lapel pin on. I know everybody's giving Barack Obama hell for not wearing a lapel pin. Well, frankly, I stand behind what Barack Obama says 100% because I've seen what war does to people. Well, I told you about how my brother came home from Vietnam. He was all in one piece, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you what, folks. There was a change in my brother. This is a guy who was tall and skinny for the most part. Within the next several years, he developed a massive appetite, ladies and gentlemen. And ultimately, folks, this guy who was thin as a rail, you've seen pictures of me, I've never been thin as a rail. My half-brother ballooned up to weighing over 600 pounds. He developed an appetite, folks, that was just beyond belief. He became an object of scorn. But you know, during that time, nonetheless, he found a lovely wife, had an adopted daughter and two children of his own, and those children eventually had children of their own and made him a very, very happy grandfather. But when you weigh over 600 pounds, folks, as he did for many, many years, even up until the time of his death, It's not a very happy way to live or a healthy way to live. And yet, you know, he managed to run a business, a couple businesses during that time frame, and was remarkably happy. But at the same time, it was very, very clear that there were a lot of tensions within him. Now, what's very interesting, folks, is that the doctors could never, so they say, put their fingers on what caused this massive appetite. They couldn't find any physical causes for it, and they only ever determined that he was depressed and gave him medication for depression. But you know what I did discover, folks? You know, he shipped out of San Francisco. This is just after he died, I discovered this. They had been conducting experiments. I don't remember who it was, folks. It was the military. These were covert experiments, I believe, in dealing with germ warfare, chemical warfare. They were secretly conducting experiments on a lot of American soldiers that were shipping out of San Francisco. And one of the side effects that impacted upon a lot of these guys was massive weight gain. Now, I don't know if that's what caused my brother's affliction, but needless to say, he got enormously fat. Fat isn't even a word, ladies and gentlemen. And it brought him to an early, untimely death. I guess he was about 50, 54, 55 when he died. Doesn't matter. He was young. Died of congestive heart failure Christmas week. And, you know, I know, ladies and gentlemen, that was as a consequence of whatever kinds of scars he suffered in Vietnam. And I want to tell you, there's nothing, and my brother died while my mother was still alive. She lost her firstborn son. And I want to tell you, it's very, very difficult to hear your mother, who's battling cancer, who's being really murdered by her own doctors, Dr. Jose Acosta. I will name him on this program, Dr. Jose Acosta, one of the men who helped murder my mother. It's very difficult to hear your mother, who is perhaps dying herself, talking in a breaking voice about her dead son, and referring to him as that dear little boy. She's remembering back to that little boy that she raised, that she lost to Vietnam. She didn't live much longer beyond his death, and I know that his death did help hasten her emotional and physical decline, assisted so ably by Dr. Jose Acosta and a Dr. Carter, murderers. But I know how much it suffered, how much she suffered. And I can tell you, folks, I had two experiences with my brother in relationship to Vietnam when I was still very young that haunt me to this day. We are going to a break here very shortly, folks, and I'm going to talk about those two experiences, because they helped me realize as time went by that, in fact, my brother had been changed considerably by this experience of being uprooted from his comfortable middle-class existence, drafted, taken by his own government to fight in a war that I don't believe was necessary in retrospect, a war that I opposed when I began to understand that I was opposed to war. And it was opposition to the Vietnam War that indeed led me to my knowledge and recognition that the United States was getting involved in unnecessary foreign wars. Unnecessary foreign wars that now we're seeing fought before our very eyes once again. When we come back, folks, more about this unpleasant but very real topic.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, talking about the reality of war as my family saw it. And folks, just to remind you and to let those of you who may be first-time listeners know, Mike Piper is not a pacifist. Mike Piper believes that America should have the biggest, toughest military on the face of the planet, a military designed to protect American soil on American soil, not policing the world on behalf of the rich and powerful Jewish lobby that got us in to more wars than one. Talking about my brother who went to Vietnam, my older half-brother. After he came back from Vietnam, folks, during that period when he was stacking on weight, turning himself into this bloated being, an object of ridicule to many people. Frankly, I used to be embarrassed to be seen with him in public, ladies and gentlemen. He was that enormously fat. He ultimately got that enormously fat. But he used to have a paper distribution run for a year or two after he got back, at some point after he got back from Vietnam, and I would go with him during the summers, drive around with him for hours, enjoying his company, enjoying being with my big brother who had come home safe from Vietnam. And one night, we were driving real late, really early in the morning, maybe 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I said to him, I called him, his nickname was Dude. His real name was Francis Schellenberg, Frank Schellenberg, named after his father, a very fine man, I might add, who's still alive and who remained a good friend of my mother, was with my mother up to the very day she died, as a matter of fact. Good man, my brother's, my half-brother's father. Well, we called him Dude. I called him Duty. And I said to him, Duty, I said, did you ever kill anybody in Vietnam? He said, well, yeah. Yeah, he said, I did. And it was like pressing a button, maybe a better way of putting it, like turning a faucet. It was really almost like letting Niagara Falls loose, because he proceeded to talk there as we're driving along that old highway. He proceeded to talk, seemed like for maybe an hour or two. We covered a lot of ground there. Just talking nonstop about the horrors that he had seen in Vietnam, watching his best friends get his head blown off right in front of him, losing other friends. He went on and on and on. It was kind of it was almost eerie. It was fascinating to me as a little kid. It was almost eerie. And then he stopped. And he said to me in a tone that I had never heard come out of the voice of my beloved big brother, he said to me in this tone that was like almost another being, he said to me, he says, okay, he said, you ask me about what happened in Vietnam. That's what happened to me in Vietnam. And he says, but don't ever ask me about it again. You know, and it frightened me in a way at that time. Never heard that tone coming out of him. This is a big brother that I adored, and it startled me. You know, the funny thing is, folks, I never thought about it again for years and years and years. I may have passed through my mind, but it wasn't until maybe 10, 15 years ago that I remembered that discussion in detail, that I remembered what had happened, and I remembered what an impact it had had on him. And another incident that happened when I was a child, again around the same time, his little stepdaughter and I were with him, and he took us into a workshop that he had behind his house, and he turned on a saw, and he said, oh, whoops, I cut my finger off. And all of a sudden, he turned his finger back, and his little stepdaughter started crying and saying, oh, Daddy, no, 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 and he was smiling at me and kind of laughing, and I knew he hadn't cut his finger off. But he was holding in his hand a pinky finger, a blue, moldy pinky finger. And I said, let me see that. Let me see that. And he handed this object to me. And I said, where did you get that? What is that? It was a pinky finger. Not flesh-toned, ladies and gentlemen, just kind of hard to explain. And he said to me, he said, I cut that off the first guy that I killed in Vietnam. And he took it away from me and put it aside. And, you know, I never thought much about it because, you know, I was a little kid. And it wasn't until many, many years later I was reading that, in fact, guys who are in Vietnam did indeed do such a thing as that. And then the memory of that came back to me. And I was flooded with this, again, this feeling of horror that this was my big brother, that he had done this. Now, you know, I told our brother about this today, my brother who fortunately remains with us. And, you know, he commented, you know, well, you know, you can get those fake fingers. I said, yeah, I know that. You know, the novelty companies sell these kind of things. But, you know, I don't think this was a novelty item, folks. There was something about it that didn't seem, you know, I was a pretty smart kid, and it didn't seem like a little piece of plastic to me. And I could tell in the tone of my brother's voice, the one who remains with us, that it was in a way he didn't want to think that our brother had done that, just as I didn't want to think that our brother had done that. But you know what? Even if it was a fake, the fact is that there were a lot of Americans who did just that. Normal, decent, down-to-earth, civilized human beings dragged into a war that they should not have fought, need not have fought. The Cold War was a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. The whole time we were, quote-unquote, fighting communism, David Rockefeller's Chase Manhattan Bank, a satellite of the Rothschild Empire, had an office in Soviet Moscow. So were we really fighting communism, or were we fighting a phony enemy? I think the answer is pretty simple. This is not to downgrade those good Americans, and they are all good Americans, who fought in Vietnam like my brother did. And, you know, my brother, I suppose, was lucky to come back. But I saw what Vietnam did to him, and I've seen what it did to other people. And now we see, folks, now we see what the war in Iraq has done to so many Americans and their families. And I don't need to tell you. You know what's going on. And guess what, folks? Now we're aiming for a war against Iran. And there are people who are cheering it on. It's not the Jesuits. It's not the Serbian Americans. It's not the Croatian Americans. It's not the Italian Americans. It's not the Chinese Americans. It's the Jewish Americans and their powerful Jewish lobby in Washington, funded by billions and billions of dollars from immensely wealthy families with an emotional, religious, ethnic, and philosophical link to and devotion to the state of Israel. Not Ireland, not Indonesia, not Iceland, Israel. How many Americans are going to suffer? Americans here at home. Will there be retaliation right here in American soil? We didn't have retaliation on American soil, even in the Iraq War. We didn't have retaliation during the Vietnam War. We were all very comfortable over here while my brother and all those other Americans were over there fighting and dying. And let's face it, causing great suffering to other people as well. People who were fighting for their homeland against American invaders, and let's be honest, that's what we were. There are those who say, oh, well, we had to fight communism, but as I said, did we really have to fight communism in Vietnam? Did we really win the Vietnam War? Was it worth the cost? We can debate those questions at some other time. I have my ideas. I'm sure you have yours. But I can tell you that there's no interest for America in going to war against Iran any more than there was an interest in going to war against Iraq. And I tell you what, folks, if the United States does attack Iran, or if President Bush orders an attack on Iran, it is my hope that the American military will say, hell no, we won't go, and instead turn around and declare war on the warmongers. George W. Bush, his corrupt advisors, and these corrupt billionaires, and all these functionaries in the Jewish lobby, these parasites like this hookworm John Hagee, this Christian Zionist pastor, and all these people around the country who've been pushing so madly and relentlessly for this war against Iran. And, you know, we could have retaliation on American soil here, folks. We could have retaliation on American soil this time around. And, you know, we're going to have to do, ladies and gentlemen, if it happens, or even if they do get us into a war against Iran, which could potentially result in retaliation on American soil, we are going to have to consider, as Americans, whether it will be finally time for us, as patriotic Americans, who are loyal to America, who are concerned about America's soldiers, who are concerned about America's future and the future of the world, we're going to have to consider whether we, as Americans, we'll have to retaliate against the warmongers here on American soil. We're going to have to consider whether it will be time for harsh sanctions by the grassroots people of this country against the institutions of the organized Zionist lobby and its leadership around the country. We know where their offices are located. We know where they gather. We know where they gather to plot their poisonous plots against America. And I'm here to tell you, folks, there are those who say, oh, you're talking about striking back at your fellow Americans. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, these people who are trying to get us into this war in Iraq are not loyal to America. They don't care about America one way or the other, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing they care about America is what America can do on behalf of the State of Israel and the international Zionist cause, which is much, much bigger than just the State of Israel. I'm here to tell you, folks, that those Palestinian Christians and Palestinian Muslims who have become suicide bombers in Palestine against the Jewish Zionist occupation government over there, those people are innocent victims. They're victims of Jewish oppression in Palestine. And it's sad when there are innocent Jewish people in Israel who suffer when these oppressed Palestinians strike back in anger, feeling that they have no other way to respond. Those Jewish people are victims just as much as those suicide bombers are victims, just as much as my brother was a victim of World War II, of Vietnam, just as much as my grandmother was a victim in a sense, having her boys taken away from her during World War II. Folks, you know, it's very simple. You know, those who want war, well, you know what? Maybe we'll give them a war. If they want to talk about patriotism and how we should support the troops, well, I hope the troops turn on the people who want to send them off to fight this needless war. We'll give them a war. We'll give them patriotic war. A war against Israel and against the Jewish lobby here in America. These people who've been waging war against American liberty, against American sovereignty, in the name of the Zionist cause. I do hope our troops stand up, ladies and gentlemen. I do hope they stand up, because God knows it's about time they do. I'm here to tell you, folks, it's time to say, to hell with Israel. To hell with the Jewish lobby. To hell with every person in America who lends their support to the Jewish lobby. To hell with John McCain. To hell with George W. Bush. These people don't deserve our support. No, folks, it's not patriotic to support your president when he's a liar and a thief and a murderer and a war criminal. No, it's not, folks. And when your own so-called fellow Americans are carrying out policies and enforcing policies and forcing our government officials to carry out policies because they buy them and they blackmail them, those people are not Americans. They have no place in America. And like I say, we may just have to have a war against these people on American soil. If they want a war, we will give them a war, folks. I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen. But if it has to happen, maybe it's the best thing. You know, we keep hearing people say, oh, it's not all the Jews. And that's right, it's not all the Jews. There are a lot of Jews in this country who do oppose the intrigues of the Jewish lobby. But I think it's very simple to find out. To Jewish Americans, all we need to say to them is, do you repudiate these wars for Israel? Do you reject Israel? Do you agree with us, those of us who are real patriots, that Israel is a problem, that Israel is getting America in trouble and getting the world in trouble? And if they can't give a simple nod of agreement to that, then I'm here to tell you, we need to tell those people, Jewish and non-Jewish alike, then get the hell out of the United States, because we don't want you here. We're not going to fight your wars any longer. We're not going to send kids overseas to be butchered and maimed and to suffer the consequences of war like my brother suffered, and which caused him to die an untimely early death. He survived Vietnam, folks, in some respects, but in many ways, that was not my brother who came back. The brother that I knew, the brother that I grew up with. I was fortunate to get him back. There are probably a lot of you out there who lost brothers, maybe sisters, fathers, cousins, aunts, uncles in Vietnam and in other wars, Iraq, World War II. Well, folks, you know what? The time has come. Something has to be done. Time is running out. We need to declare war on the warmongers right here in American soil.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are wrapping up the hour here. You know, every time I see Joe Lieberman, oh, this tower of integrity, the conscience of the Senate, this ugly worm, this vile piece of garbage, this warmonger who wants to send American men and women off to fight the war for his favorite country, Israel. You know, I think of my mother, and I can hear her voice saying, that dear little boy, talking about my brother after he died. Died from the consequences of what had happened to him, really, so many years before in the jungles of Vietnam. And perhaps, really, folks, maybe even as a consequence of of experiments carried out on him. I'll never be able to prove that, but it's a very good possibility. Yeah, Joe Lieberman can take a running jump straight into hell. I'm going to wrap this up, folks. Now, I wrote Mark Dankoff this email, as I told you at the outset. Mark wrote back to me, and I want to read you some excerpts of it. Mark says, I don't know whether to be more torn up over your brother's tragedy and yours and that of your entire family, or over what I suspect is about to happen to Iran and to a new generation of Americans being manipulated to support this coming crime against humanity. Now, you know, of course, Mark Dankoff grew up in Tehran. He spent years in Tehran. His father was in the military over there as an advisor to the government of the Shah, and he says, I think about my years in Tehran, the places I met, the people I knew, the culture I was trying to learn something about. I haven't been able to sleep at night thinking about those folks and what the Zionist stooges running this country have planned for them and for a new set of American victims like your brother. Now, you know, Mark is a Lutheran pastor, and he says, Lutheran pastors aren't supposed to be livid. I am livid. Well, he wrote this to me on Memorial Day, and he said he was going down to Sam Houston National Cemetery to visit the graves of some of his father's U.S. Air Force peers. And he says, I'm not looking forward to encountering the new family victims of the latest war for empire who will be interspersed throughout the cemetery. Since they're the reminder of how deep the deception runs in the land, this deception that all of this is for our own people and our American heritage. He says, the fact is the American Republic died a long time ago. There should be a tombstone at Fort Sam Houston built over it. Pains me to say this, but it's absolutely the case. He comments he's not in a position to say this to so many people, but he says, I believe this. It sickens me. You know what, folks? It sickens me, too. Because you know what? You know what? I've spent most of my life fighting against this crazed U.S. involvement on behalf of Israel in the Middle East. And thus far, I've been on the losing side, folks. But you know what? It's the loss is much bigger than my apparent repudiation, the repudiation, or so it seems, of my point of view by so many Americans who go along with this gangster government we have, this gangster government that's controlled by these insane, Talmud-driven Jewish billionaires and their bought and paid for false prophets like John Hagee and this criminal skunk Pat Robertson. Criminal skunk who got himself taken off the front lines during the Korean War. So I may have lost the battle here, folks, but in the end, you know what, we are going to prevail. We are going to prevail. We're going to win the war. Even if we have to declare the war ourselves, we're going to win the war, and we are going to stomp out the warmongers once and for all. And I feel sorry for them because I'm mad as hell. And I think a lot of other people, too. The time has come, folks. Something has to be done. Men are